we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we had enough. Can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last.
This is a special report from ABC News, Mangione in court. I'm Michelle Franzen. After waiving extradition in Pennsylvania today, Luigi Mangione, the man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare's CEO, Brian Thompson, in Manhattan, was flown back to New York. After arriving at a Long Island airport, Mangione boarded an NYPD helicopter and was flown to Wall Street. He's facing both state and now federal charges. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan, where Mangione is expected to make an initial appearance.
In the state courthouse, he faces an 11-count indictment charging him with murder in furtherance of terrorism. Here, a criminal complaint in federal court has just been unsealed, charging him with stalking, murder through the use of a firearm, and another firearms offense involving a silencer.
New York City's mayor was at the heliport when Mangione landed. Mangione had been fighting extradition this past week following his arrest in Pennsylvania when an employee at a McDonald's recognized him and called police. This is ABC News. Israel says it has launched a series of retaliatory airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen. Israeli Defense Forces say they intercepted a Houthi missile targeting central Israel. Houthi-controlled media reporting that did not provide information on casualties or damage. New numbers revealing a strong economy despite persistent inflation.
Strong consumer spending and increased exports helped the U.S. economy pick up steam in the third quarter. The GDP grew by 3.1% from July through September. That means 8 of the last 9 quarters have seen growth of at least 2%. The 3.7% jump in consumer spending was the largest since the first quarter of 2023. Exports in the quarter jumped by 9.6%.
ABC's Brian Clark. The Justice Department filing a lawsuit against CVS accusing the company of illegally dispensing opioids to fuel profits. The suit alleges CVS knowingly filed invalid prescriptions for high doses. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Oh, no. My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on 3 great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Allen. The two victims killed in Monday's shooting at Abundant Life Christian School have been identified. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office said Wednesday 42-year-old Aaron West of DeForest and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara of Madison both died at the scene. The suspected shooter, 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow of Madison, died at a hospital from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. West was a teacher at the school. Vergara was a freshman student who attended the school since kindergarten. 6 others were injured in the shooting, with 2 students still in critical condition. Students returned to Abundant Life Wednesday after the deadly shooting there. The students retrieved belongings left behind after they evacuated the school following the gunfire. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said Madison Police is continuing to lead the investigation into the shooting.
You want to investigate the facts fully and figure out precisely what happened.
Police say they're talking with students and examining Rupnow's online activity, computers, and documents she may have written prior to the shooting. A farm worker in Barron County is confirmed to be the first human case of H1N1 bird flu in Wisconsin. State Public Health veterinarian